Let's see if we can get this done right now. Warren Prindle. And, of course, we speak to Warren every year along with Tino Galluzzo. Blue and gold at the White is coming up. And hopefully, Warren is there. Warren, good morning.
Yes. I'm here. You had quite a morning, Marshall.
It's you know, when everything goes to hell, you just, you know what? You go to hell with it. You know, you, at 65, you don't fight it. You just you let the warm feeling of defeat just flush over you.
Right. Well, we'll turn it around here.
All right. So I spoke with Tino earlier on. It's funny. I was riding by, and I just decided to do an interview with him. But once again, it's the annual Blue and Gold at the White, and it's an exhibit and sale, and it's the 18th through the 20th, which is coming up pretty quickly. And when we speak to you, we find out exactly how many participants are involved. And the thing that I always like about this, it's a juried show, so you narrow it down at the high school, and it gets narrowed down even more when it gets to the White, right?
Correct. Correct, Marshall. And I guess to put that in perspective, I teach five classes a semester. That's 10 classes a year. My coworker, Laura Victor, also teaches 10 classes a year. That's 20 classes of creative young people turning out work. So to winnow that down to approximately 60 to 70 pieces is an amazing triumph for a student who can get their piece in the show.
And what's great about what's developed over the years is the amazing arrangement and array of art that is shown, from photographs to paintings to statues. I mean, it really is an amazing array what you put together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, in large part, that's obviously due to the talented young people. I guess in the bigger picture, the Northwest Corner is very arts-friendly, and we at the high school certainly enjoy that that enlightened support. And then when it comes to hang the show, Tino and his exceptional assistant, Renee Palmer, they just do an amazing job. They present the work beautifully.
All right. So now, another thing we can point out about the work is that students actually sell the work, and proceeds go to the students and also split with the art department at Housatonic.
Yes, yes. When you say split, it's a very generous split in favor of the students. An average piece of artwork sells, the average price for a piece of artwork is $100. 80 of that goes to the student. 20 goes back into the art program for scholarships and other related art events.
And for a lot of students, this is their first really competitive venture into doing something like this. Even though it's not direct competition, they do have to achieve the goal to get there.
You know, and Marshall, that is probably one of the highlights of the show, to see a student walk into a very professional gallery, see their work curated, and it just gives them a sense of what the future can hold for them. And we've seen a lot of our young people go on to great art schools and on to great art careers.
Now, I do believe the show opens up on Friday, and what's great about the opening of the show, if people want to go, we urge them to, in between 4 and 7, is you get a chance to meet the students.
Exactly. We get a very large turnout, and as you well know, our young people are very busy with sports and homework, et cetera, et cetera. So they make it a point to come out, and yes, you can meet real, live, actual talent at the art show.
Well, that's the great thing about it. I mean, and I think it's also another great chance, once again, for the students to interact with the public about their art. And also, it's tough as a student, I would think, because it's got to be tough as an artist, to stand there and have people grade your work on their own.
Marshall, you're quite right. In fact, as an artist, I know the feeling of you put your work out there and you feel as if your work is an extension of you. And any slightest criticism can be stinging. And so for these young people, it's a great opportunity to stand up, vocalize what their work is about, and hopefully receive praise for their efforts.
Well, once again, it is Blue and Gold at the White. I forget which edition of Blue and Gold at the White this is.
I think we're in the 13s. 13th edition, I believe.
I just know it's been around a long, long time. And I remember when even when there was a fire over at Tino's and they had to move it for that 1 year.
Right.
It is coming up. Once again, the opening is on Friday the 18th from 4 to 7. And it's a limited run show. It's open on Saturday and Sunday as well from 11 till 4. And really, it benefits the students, and I think it benefits the art program at Housatonic as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And hopefully we'll have some good weather, and Dean Diamond provides pizzas. I can't let the opportunity pass by without mentioning one of our longtime supporters, one of our longtime patrons, and that's John Borden. He's really been a stand-up guy for our efforts.
Well, it's blue and gold at the White, and once again, it's back. And Warren, have a great show, and have a great year. School year, what is about two thirds of the year over?
Yeah, yep. And we're sprinting towards that end zone. So away we go.
All right, no dancing once you get to the end zone.
Okay.
Thanks for giving us your number.
You are, Marshall. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Yep. Bye bye.
Blue and gold at the White once again coming up at the White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut. More information at thewhitegalleryart.com.